From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Barack Obama called on all nations to accept the responsibility of dealing with the issue of global climate change. Addressing an audience in Tokyo, where it is already Saturday morning, the president said he is not expecting it to be easy to reach an agreement, but he said it is a necessary component of next month's global climate change summit in Copenhagen.
Each of us must do what we can to grow our economies without endangering our planet, and we must do it together. But the good news is that if we put the right rules and incentives in place, it will unleash the creative power of our best scientists, engineers, and entrepreneurs.
The president said it's up to those countries that are the biggest emitters to set clear targets for reducing emissions. Mr. Obama also addressed the issue of nuclear weapons, saying North Korea's refusal to meet international obligations will lead only to, quote, less security, not more. Prosecutors now say the man who has described himself as the mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks will be tried in a civilian courtroom. Attorney General Eric Holder said after extensive delays, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other Guantanamo detainees will be brought to trial in federal court not far from the site of the World Trade Center.
After 8 years of delay, those allegedly responsible for the attacks of September the 11th will finally face justice. They will be brought to New York, to answer for their alleged crimes in a courthouse just blocks away from where the Twin Towers once stood.
Holder said today five other suspects will be sent to military commissions. The decision to try some of the September 11th terror suspects in civilian court has drawn mixed reaction from victims' families. Some are concerned the suspects could be freed on a technicality. Prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty in the case. Former Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson has been sentenced to 13 years in prison. It is the longest sentence ever in a congressional corruption case. More from NPR's Peter Overby.
Federal Judge T.S. Ellis in Alexandria, Virginia, handed down a sentence that's less than half of what prosecutors had wanted. But it's still much longer than the previous record holder, former Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham, now serving 8 years. Jefferson, a Democrat, is famous for the $90,000 found in his kitchen freezer. U.S. Attorney Neil McBride said he hoped Jefferson will now be known for the tough sentence, too. The case involved 11 schemes to extract money from entrepreneurs who wanted Jefferson's help with business deals in Africa. Prosecutors said he intended to get millions of dollars, but actually netted less than $500,000. Cunningham, a California Republican, wrote spending earmarks as contractors gave him bribes worth more than $2 million. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 73 points, closing at 10,270 for the week. The Dow gained 2.5%. The Nasdaq closed up 18 points today. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 6 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A spacecraft intentionally crashed into the moon last month and appears to have turned up new evidence indicating there's more water on the lunar surface or just below it than had been previously thought. NASA scientists say after analyzing a mile-high plume of debris generated by the Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite, they've determined there was water present at least near the moon's south pole where the experiment took place. Officials say it appears at least 25 gallons of water was kicked up by that impact. Commerce Department released figures for September's trade deficit. It spiked more than 18% to $136 billion. Daniel Carson reports.
Economists were expecting the increase, and there is a reason the deficit has crept up.
It was mostly oil, the higher price of oil, but also Americans are buying more from abroad because the economy is recovering.
University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says the deficits on oil from the Middle East and consumer goods from China account for nearly the entire U.S. trade imbalance.
When a dollar leaves the country for imports but doesn't come back in the purchase of a U.S. product, they're simply not there to be spent on U.S. goods and services, businesses can't hire, and the economy slows down.
Morici says China deliberately undervalues its currency and subsidizes its exports to prop up sales in the U.S. With President Obama in Asia, business groups want the president to take a harder line against unfair trading practices. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Food and Drug Administration is challenging 30 makers of alcohol-infused energy drinks to prove their products are safe. Health regulators say while they've reached no conclusion about the drinks, which in some cases contain alcohol and caffeine, they want to understand the rationale for marketing them. Moved by the government, it comes on the heels of complaints from state's attorneys general who say the drinks appeal to underage consumers and encourage reckless behavior. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.